Now, you're having trouble with the Office of the Children's Lawyer?
Well, I guess a year ago last November, say, I applied for a lawyer from the Children's Court, which eventually got onto the job about a year ago, about last January. Things pretty well went downhill from there. After they'd interviewed him a few times, she broke his confidentiality and told his mother what he'd been saying, and that put him in more trouble out with his mother and her boyfriend. He wouldn't go back, so I took him into Children's Aid so they could talk to him, and he eventually just had to go back anyway. And it just escalated. Everybody says that he's lying about everything he says. The Office of the Children's Lawyer, like, at first she seemed very nice. She interviewed me, she interviewed my wife. Now, I'm a normal person. I work at my son's library in a school on Tuesdays, and I was a soccer coach last summer, and I'm terrified for my son. He wants to move home, and he can't, and he tells people what he wants, and they don't listen to him. The children's lawyer made up this huge story on December the 17th when we had a sit-down meeting about going to the school and interviewing a French teacher and who told her that my son was failing French miserably because he hated French and the culture, and that it was obvious somebody had taught him this, and everybody's looking at me. And so after it, as I said, I on Tuesdays I work in a library, so on the following Tuesday, or rather the following Friday, they told this to a judge who was just about ready to tar and feather me when he finished talking to me. He felt that I should never be allowed to see my son again until my son was fully grown. So the week after that, I went and talked to the French teacher. I'd seen her in the library several times, and I explained who I was and who my son was and what was said about this interview. And the French teacher was just aghast. She said, nobody's ever interviewed me. She wrote a letter to my lawyer stating that nobody had ever interviewed her about my son. And indeed, when the report cards came out, my son's highest mark was French. And he's not failing it at all. He's one of the better kids in the class. And this lawyer just made up this story, literally, and told it to a judge just to make me look bad, to help my wife out, literally.
Now, this is the Office of the Children's Lawyer.
That did this, yes. Well, then the following Friday, she and the counselor gave this information to a judge, and I wasn't allowed in the room. And then I was brought in. This is like a pre-trial, if things were going to happen today, what the judge would do. And the judge brought me in the room after he heard all of the evidence, and then announced that he felt that I had a warped view of the world and a serious problem with my thoughts towards women, and that if he had his way that day, that I wouldn't see my son again until he was fully grown.
So what you're telling me is that you went up to the courthouse.
Yes.
Okay, and who went into a meeting without you?
My lawyer went in, and my wife's lawyer went in, and my son's lawyer, and I don't remember if the counselor was there that day or not. I don't believe so. So the three lawyers went in and talked to the judge.
Now, were you allowed to go in?
No, I wasn't. I had to wait outside.
And who told you you had to wait outside?
My lawyer.
Okay. And then you were asked to come in later, were you?
I was asked to come in after my son's lawyer had explained all of the quote-unquote facts to the judge. And then, of course, my wife's lawyer, and I guess my lawyer presents whatever. And then my lawyer came out and got me and said, you can come in, and the judge isn't happy, and you're not allowed to speak. So I just sat there, and this guy cut chunks of meat off of me. And then I was told to leave the room, so I did. My son's lawyer claims she interviewed my son's French teacher, and she never even spoke to her. Okay, now I have a small handheld microphone that I've been taping most of my wife's phone calls for the last 6 months, and actually I had given a copy of some of the more violent ones when she called to my lawyer, and actually I tried to give a copy to the children's lawyer, who said she wasn't interested in hearing them. Like I say, since she broke confidentiality and I approached her about it, she's basically been gunning for me. She didn't like me poking at her power and saying, look, I don't think this was right. For 2.5 months last year, March and February and March and part of April, my son had to ask permission to use the bathroom, and his mother or her boyfriend would measure out the amount of toilet paper he was allowed to use, and even had to ask in front of his friends. And this was known all over the neighborhood. And the court just, like my lawyer and his lawyer, and they said, oh, that's not really abuse. And I said, that's abuse. You know, where I come from, that's abuse. So my son's lawyer approached his mother about it because she didn't believe what he told her. And, of course, his mother gave another story and said, well, that's not what's happening at all. And they said, well, it's lying. And I said, kids don't make up stories about not being allowed to use the bathroom. And my son's just not a liar. And now I've been trying to get him to talk to his school teacher. But he said, look, Dad, he said, last year when I told them, they all called me a liar, and it made things, you know, a million times worse. And he says, you know, a mom can make my life really miserable, he says, so I'm not telling anybody this time. I think he's been misled in a lot of these interviews. I asked to have them taped last summer, and the counselor refused, and I asked to have somebody in there with him who he trusted just to listen to see what was heard, and they wouldn't allow that as well.
Now, this is the Office of the Children's Lawyer that wouldn't allow witnesses?
That's right, and the counselor helping her. The counselor works with the lawyer. So basically, the lawyer, my impression is, the counselor did most of the talking. The lawyer asked questions in two, and the both of them questioned my son for about an hour on several different occasions. And my son was not allowed. They wouldn't tape the conversations, and they wouldn't allow my son to have anybody in the room that he trusted outside of those two people.
And your son is telling you he does no longer trust them.
That's right.
And these are the workers with the Office of the Children's Lawyer.
That's right.